Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. And as always, thank you for connecting for this week's word of inspiration and prayer. I do pray that you took the challenge that I gave you on last week and that you took the time to just reflect and to think about the wounds that you are dealing with and allowing God to heal you. We're going to continue with our series entitled Love Never Fails. And last week, we continued to talk about the five key choices that will help us to love despite the disappointments and the hurts. And but just before we go any further, I want to cover this word with prayer, and then we're going to go forth with the word of inspiration, and then we're going to seal it with prayer. Father God, as always, we give you praise and we thank you, God. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, for this time of fellowship that we have come together, God, to hear your word, oh God, and to learn how to love you and to love others even more. God, I pray that you will use me on this afternoon. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, God, be acceptable unto you. You speak through me, God, as I surrender myself to you. And Father, I pray that those who will hear this message will, God, not only be hearers, but God, that they will also allow this word to pierce their hearts and to help them, oh God, to grow and to understand that love never fails. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, just before we continue, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians. We've been looking at 1 Corinthians on last week, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 and 8. I shared that scripture with you. We talked a little bit about it, but I want to read that scripture again. I want us to look at it on this afternoon. And again, that is 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 8. And the word reads, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. And if I have a prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." Verse 8 says, "Love never ends. For prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, excuse me, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away." This is God's word. And I just want to remind us that over here in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, is one of the main points of the entire letter of 1 Corinthians. In a church that is divided and competitive, Paul, who was the author of 1 Corinthians, reminds them of their call to love one another and does so by giving them a detailed description of what this love looks like. And that's what we just read. What love looks like. Love looks like 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 8. Now, last week, we continued our series and we talked about the different choices. I talked about choose to love others always. Well, the very first one that we talked about, but the second one was choose to love others always. Then we talked about on last week, choose to press forward and how it's important for us to press forward even when things don't seem to be going the way that we want them to go. We've got to choose to press forward. Even when things aren't going the way that we want them to go, we have to choose to press forward. And we have to understand that we cannot stay bitter when somebody hurts us, when somebody disappoints us. We have to stop reliving the memory. We have to stop rehearsing it in our mind, and we have to choose to stop the cycle. We have to choose to let it go and to leave it behind. Because remember, Paul encourages us over in Philippians to press and to reach to the calling of the heavenly prize. So we have to press for the prize. So we have to choose to move forward. And then we talked about choose to heal your wounds. And I really focused last week about our wounds. And it really blessed me on last week personally. And there were some things that the Holy Spirit was giving me as I was sharing with you. And I pray that it blessed you as well. But we have to choose to heal our wounds. Someone else can't heal them. You have to choose to heal your wounds. And I challenge you to close your eyes and to take a breath and think about the last time that you were injured, and have you allowed God to heal your wounds? And I also talked about how wounds, if we keep picking at a wound as this scab is trying to get on the skin, if you start picking at it before it's healed, what happens? You open it back up and the wound gets deeper. So what I want to encourage you as I continue to talk about about choose to heal your wounds, I want to tell you that scars are nothing to be ashamed of. All of us have scars. All of us have experienced wounds, but I need to let you know that scars are nothing to be ashamed of. They are a testimony of God's ability to heal deadly wounds. Scars are the best way of saying it is they're reminders of how bad it was at one time and how through Christ you overcame it. Scars are just proof that through the enemy, or though the enemy had tried hard to destroy you, or he tried hard to destroy your family, he tried hard to destroy a relationship with you, with your family, the weapons formed against you did not prosper. Scar says that I made it. Scar says that I came out on the other side. Scar says that I'm healed because you know the scars are healed. Those are healed wounds. So even though we look at scars and we're like, ooh, that's an ugly scar, but sometimes we experience when someone hurts us and we do have ugly scars. I've had experiences from ugly scars, but you know what? Those scars has made me who I am. Those scars has allowed me to love my husband the way that I love him. The one that I was engaged to a couple of years, several years back, and how he hurt me. And I said, I would never, ever allow anyone to get close to me again like that. And I would not forgive. And I was holding on to a whole lot of resentment. But God began to heal me. And as a result, yes, I have those scars. But those scars, through that healing process, it allowed me to learn how to love and how to forgive. Scars is saying that I am healed. Scars are saying that I am whole. And learning to love like you've never been hurt requires wanting to heal and taking steps to make that happen. So I just want to encourage you on today that even though we're talking about choose to heal your wounds, understand that scars are nothing to be ashamed of. Now, the second or the fifth choice that we need to make, we talked about the five choices. The fifth choice now is choose to keep driving. Choose to keep driving. You're probably wondering, what is she talking about? Choose to keep driving. Well, excuse me. There was a movie that's called Black Hawk Down, and it's based on a battle that happened. It's in a movie that happened back in 1993. And in one of the scenes in the film, right after the second Black Hawk helicopter was shot down, there was an Army Ranger who was in charge and trying to keep a small convoy of Humvees back in base. And as the soldiers were driving through the narrow and winding city streets, they were assaulted by a heavy gunfire. And at one point, one of the colonels stops the convoy and takes in the wounded and the dead along the way. And he approaches a vehicle that was just hit with the RPG. And he and other soldiers nearby carefully removed the dead driver. But then the lieutenant turns to a nearby soldier who was blood dripping down his face. You know, he had all this blood because he was injured. He told that injured soldier, he says, to get in the truck and drive. And he tells him, go drive wounded. But the soldier said, but, you know, Colonel, the young man protests, everybody is shot. Let's just go. But what the colonel says is that you are not the only person that you have that's been injured, but you have to go and you have to keep driving. You are not the only person to have been abandoned. You have to keep driving. So the colonel said, you need to get in that car, even if you're wounded. Get in that car, even if you're wounded. You have to keep driving. And I'm saying this to you is because even though you may have been wounded, even though you may have to leave some by themselves, you are not alone. You are not the only one that's been wounded. You are not the only one that's been abandoned. You are not the only person that's been left behind. You are not the only one who is trying not to give up. You cannot stop fighting. I want to encourage you to keep fighting. Don't say this to minimize your pain, but you got to keep fighting. I'm trying to encourage you to keep moving forward. In other words, you have to keep moving. Sometimes people we have loved the most can hurt us the most, but you still have to get in the truck and drive. You have to keep moving. Some of you may have been hurt by your loved ones. Some of you may have been hurt by friends. Some of you may have been hurt by your spouse. Some of you may have been hurt by friends. But even in that hurt, you've got to get in that truck, wounded and all, and keep driving because the only way that you're going to make it is if you keep driving. Sometimes you got to let some things go, let some dead weight go. That's what that colonel had to do. He had to remove the dead weight out of that truck and put in the wounded in that truck and drive so that they can get healed. Thank you, God. And that's what we have to do. We've got to let go of that dead weight. We've got to get in and drive so that we can get healed. We got to move forward so that we can get healed. And I just want to encourage you on today that whatever it is that you're dealing with, you've got to keep moving and you have to drive so that you can get healed. God wants to heal. And I said this last week that God cannot heal what we conceal. So I want to encourage you on today to make sure that you be vulnerable to God and let Him know, God, this is what I'm dealing with. If you want me to keep driving, I need you to heal this situation. If you want, just be honest with God. If you want me to keep driving, I need you to show me how to love this person in spite of what they've done to me. And God will give you what you need. I want to encourage you on today to keep driving. Not only keep driving, but choose to heal your wounds. God is right there for you. We need the grace of God to get through our crisis with our marriage. We need the grace of God to get through our crisis with our family issues. But I promise you, if you stay on the road and if you keep driving, God can empower you to love others the way you ought to. He will help you stop fighting and start talking. He will help you to stop yelling and start reaching out. He will reconcile our relationships if we just give it to Him. The Word of God says, cast our cares upon Him. Why? Because He cares. I believe God will help us to reconcile, but we have to be willing to reconcile. It takes a lot of love and forgiveness to hold a family together. It takes a lot of love and forgiveness to hold a relationship together when we are deeply hurt. But guess what? God can heal these scars. God can heal these wounds. And these wounds, as I stated before, they're just scars reminding you that God brought you through. So if He brought you through before, He will bring you through it again. It takes a lot of love and forgiveness. And we're going to also do a series on forgiveness after I finish this, because I just feel that we really need to do this. So I want to encourage you, number one, to choose to love others always. Let love win. To choose to press forward. Let love win. To choose to heal your wounds. Let love win. Choose to keep driving. Let love win. Choose love over hurt. Ooh, I know that's hard, but let love win and watch God do a miraculous thing within your spirit, within your mind, even within your body. You'll be surprised how much unforgiveness, how much bitterness, how much hatred will affect our bodies, how it affects and infects our bodies mentally and physically. But what we want to do is we want to make sure that no matter what happens, that we let love win and that we choose to love others always, that we choose to love over hurt, that we choose to press forward, and that we choose to heal our wounds and choose to keep driving. This is the word of God for today. We're going to continue next week with Love Never Fails, with no, Love Never Fails, and what we're going to speak on. I believe next week is a little bit different. And then the week after, we're going to start on forgiveness. So we want to let love win. We know that love never fails, but we also have to understand the importance of forgiveness so that we can love. Think about how God loved you. Think about how many times you've messed up, but he's forgiven you. Think about how many times you have not dotted every I and crossed every T, but yet he loves you. So I want to encourage each of us to love and to let love never fail and to always let love win. This is today's word of inspiration. Let us now go into prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father God, we thank you. We give you praise for this day. We honor you, God, for your many blessings. We thank you, oh God, for life. We thank you for health and for strength. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your spirit that abides within us. Thank you, oh God, for wrapping your arms around us and showing us what love really is, God. Your son so loved the world that you so loved the world, God, that you gave your only begotten son. And your son loved us so much that he gave his life, and not only gave his life, but he was an example for us to what love really is. And God, we thank you for your example and for Jesus' example of love. We thank you for loving us in spite of our ways. We thank you, oh God, for wrapping your arms of love around us, oh God, even when we mess up. We thank you, oh God, for not holding things against us. We thank you, oh God, and we ask, God, that you will help us not to hold things against others when they hurt us, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will show us, God, how to love, oh God, and how to show compassion, oh God, even to those who hurt us, oh God, deeply, even to those who have caused deep wounds within our hearts and within our spirits, God, and within our minds. God, I pray, oh God, that you will show us how to move forward, how to press forward, how to keep driving, how to heal our wounds, how to choose to love others always, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will help our minds when we start thinking about the negative things and how we can think on these things, as Philippians tell us, things that are pure, things that are honest, things that are good report, God. When the negativity, oh God, rises up, oh God, and when the hurt rises up and when the abuse may rise up, God, help us to shift our thought pattern and think on these things. Think on the love things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone who was on this line who may be dealing with forgiveness, oh God, who may be dealing with unforgiveness, God, who may be dealing with trying to love someone, oh God, that hurt them. I pray, oh God, that you will touch them right now in the name of Jesus, and that you will even heal that relationship. God, I thank you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will speak to us individually, oh God, to those individuals, oh God, who may be holding on to our situations that we don't need to be holding on to, oh God. Help them to release it, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that, oh God, that you will touch that individual to even to pick up the phone, oh God, and to have a conversation with that individual to begin the healing process, Father. Father, I pray, oh God, for family units, oh God, to be one as God, as you have called them to be. I pray for friendships, oh God, to be one as you have called them to be. I pray for husbands and wives, oh God, to be one as you called them to be. I pray for the mother and the father. I pray for the mother and the daughter, the mother and the son, the father and the daughter, the father and the son. I pray for the family unit, oh God, that you will bless them and they will grow up together, oh God, and they will heal together, oh God, and they will heal, oh God, whatever wounds they have, oh God, by talking and have a conversation. God, I pray that they will even realize that it's okay for them to go to a therapist and have a conversation, God, with the therapist as well. Father, I pray, oh God, that you use whatever means you need to use to heal the wounds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now because you are the I am that I am. So, Father, I thank you that you are all that we ever need you to be. You are Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals. And Father, I pray for healing right now. I pray, oh God, just not for physical healing, but God, I pray for inner healing, God, inner healing that only you can do, God. There's been some deep scars, oh God, that individuals have been picking at year after year after year. But God, I decree that today, God, they will no longer pick at the scars. But God, I decree on today that the healing process, God, will go forth in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for the healing process that shall begin on today. The ones that have not been wanting to be healed, they've been holding on to stuff, God, I pray that they will release it right now and say, yes, I'm ready to be healed. I'm ready to be free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. And Father, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for the testimonies, oh God, of healing. I thank you, oh God, for all that you do, because what you do, oh God, you do all things well. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and we give your name the praise. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.